Okay, so Goblin's Cache.
It's got everyone buzzing, right? All those job possibilities. It's exciting stuff.
Yeah, definitely a lot of people hoping to strike gold in the goblin economy.
Exactly. But gotta be careful out there. Because where there's treasure, there are, well, goblins, right? Not the friendly kind either.
Right, the scammers. And they've upped their game.
Big time. So today we're doing a deep dive on exactly that Goblin's Cache job scams, how to spot them, shut them down, all that good stuff. And luckily, we've got you here, the expert on all things cybersecurity, fraud prevention.
Happy to be here, help folks navigate this new world safely.
Perfect. So right off the bat, what's got your attention in the Goblin's Cache job scene? What's setting off alarm bells?
Well, it's almost like a gold rush mentality, right?
Yeah.
People are so eager to get in, they forget to look for the warning signs.
They get blinded by the shiny potential.
Exactly. And that's what the scammers prey on.
Okay, so let's break it down. What are some of those red flags our listeners should be looking out for? Those too good to be true situations.
Well, one of the biggest giveaways is the promise of like ridiculously high salaries for very little work, of course.
Ah, the classic. Get rich quick, but with goblins this time.
Right. Legitimate companies in the goblin space, they're looking for talent, they're willing to pay,
Yeah.
but it's not going to be instant riches.
Right. Makes sense. No quitting your day job just yet. What else? What else screams scam?
Unsolicited job offers.
Yeah.
Huge red flag. Networking, that's one thing. But a job offer out of the blue, especially if it doesn't match your skills at all, big problem.
Oh, I can see that. Like
Yeah.
getting offered to be a goblin blacksmith when you've never even held a hammer.
Exactly. It's absurd when you think about it.
It is. So we've got the crazy salaries, the random job offers. What else should people have on their scam bingo card?
Demands for payment. This one's huge. Legitimate companies, they're never going to ask you to pay for training, application fees, anything like that up front, ever.
Ugh, that one drives me crazy. It's like they're trying to steal your money before they even give you a chance.
It's a pressure tactic. Plain and simple, they'll try to dress it up, you know. Refundable security deposit, exclusive training program.
Don't fall for it.
Exactly. It's a test. And if you fail that one, they know you're an easy mark for their other tricks.
So playing on people's hopes, their excitement about this new world, it's pretty calculated.
Oh, absolutely. And they know exactly what they're doing. They're playing on your emotions to get what they want.
So how do we fight back? What's going on in the scammer's head?
They're looking for those weak points, those little cracks in your armor, exploiting that fear, that I don't want to miss out feeling.
So they're counting on people being so dazzled by the Goblin's Cache hype, they don't stop and think.
Exactly. And that's when those red flags we talked about, they just disappear. People get caught up in the moment.
Okay, so how do they even get their foot in the door? Make themselves look legit, especially in a brand new space like Goblin's Cache?
Well, fake documentation for one.
Yeah.
And it's gotten really sophisticated. We're talking official-looking emails, job postings, heck, even entire websites made to look like real Goblin's Cache platform.
Oh, they're really stepping it up. It's not just those sketchy emails anymore, huh?
Nope, not at all. Stolen logos, fake Goblin's Ventures. They'll even use domain names that are just different enough from the real deal, hoping you won't notice.
So we really got to be detectives about it. Can't just look for the Goblin's Cache logo and call it a day.
Exactly. That email address, scrutinize it, goblinscash.com. Or is it something a little off?
Sneaky.
Yeah.
What else gives them away?
Misspellings, grammatical errors
Yeah.
on the website, in the email. Those little details often scream scam.
It's like they say, the devil's in the details. And speaking of details, phishing, you mentioned that earlier. What's that look like in the Goblin's Cache world? What should people be wary of?
Right, so with Goblin's Cache phishing, it's all about getting you to give up those really important pieces of info, wallet passwords, your seed
The
phrase.
keys to the kingdom.
Exactly. They might send an email, looks totally legit, like it's from a Goblin's Cache platform you use, asking you to verify your account, update security settings.
And the link, of course, takes you to.
A fake site, totally designed to steal your info. Or they create fake social media profiles, pretending to be Goblin's Cache reps, or even just fellow enthusiasts.
Trying to gain your trust, make you think they're on your side.
Exactly. They might offer you insider info, maybe a special opportunity. Then bam, they hit you up for your personal details, all casual-like, as if they're doing you a favor.
Oh, so manipulative. Okay, so unsolicited messages, even if they seem friendly, big no-no.
Huge. And never ever share your wallet password or seed phrase with anyone.
Like the golden rule of Goblin's Cache, your keys, your coins, protect them.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Now, one thing they're not always great at hiding, their need for speed.
Oh, you mean how they pressure you to decide, like, right now?
Exactly. It's all about urgency. Limited time offer, exclusive opportunity, act now before it's too late. They try to make you panic.
So you don't have time to actually, like, think it through, do your research.
Exactly. Because the more you think about it, the more likely you are to spot the holes in their story. They know that. So they go for your emotions instead. That fear of missing out, it's powerful.
So that feeling of, oh my God, this is amazing, but I have to act now, that's a big red flag right there.
Huge. Take a breath, do your research. If something feels off, walk away. It's better to be safe than sorry.
All right, good advice. But it's gotta be hard when you're excited about the opportunity. Goblins Cash moves fast. What are some proactive steps people can take to protect themselves? I know you're big on verification. So we talked about dodging those scammy goblins, right? But what if, despite all your best efforts, you end up on the receiving end of one?
Okay, first things first, don't panic.
Yeah, easier said than done when you realize you might be out some cash.
Oh, I get it. It's tough. But freaking out, it won't help get your money back. The important thing is to act fast. Document everything. Every single detail.
Like what kind of detail are we talking?
Emails, messages, screenshots, anything and everything related to the scam. Think of it like gathering evidence.
For the goblin police.
Exactly. If you want to report it to the authorities or even try to get your money back, you need that paper trail.
Okay, got it. Document like crazy. Then what?
Time to report it. Depending on what happened, that might be your local police, the FBI's cybercrime division, the FTC.
And what about Goblins Cash itself? Can you go to them directly?
Absolutely. In fact, they encourage it. Goblins Cash actually takes security very seriously. They've got whole teams dedicated to investigating scams.
Wow, I didn't mind that. So it actually helps them out if you report it.
It does. Helps them improve their security, protect other users from falling into the same trap. It's like the more people report, the harder it is for the scammers to operate.
Okay, so it's like a group effort then. Report to the authorities, report to Goblins Cash, anything else people can do to try and get their money back.
Honestly, it's tough, especially in the Goblins Cash world. It's decentralized, so once it's gone, it's usually gone. That's why prevention is so important. But depending on how you made the payment, there might be options. Credit card. You could try disputing the charge.
Oh, good point. Worth a shot. Right. So much good advice here. We've covered the red flags, the scammer's whole playbook, even what to do if the worst happens. But before we wrap up, I wanted to circle back to something you said earlier about how these scammers, they exploit the excitement, the unfamiliarity of a new technology like Goblins Cash.
Yeah, it's a classic tactic. They use that to their advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Confuse people with jargon, make it seem more complicated than it needs to be.
So knowledge is our weapon then.
100%. The more you know about Goblins Cash, how it works, the risks, all of it, the harder it is to fool you. So ask questions, do your research, don't be afraid to take your time.
Love that. Knowledge is power, right? Especially in the world of Goblins Cash.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, on that note, thanks to everyone for joining us for this Goblin Slaying deep dive. Hope you learned a thing or two about staying safe out there in the world of Goblins Cash. Remember, the best way to win against scammers is to outsmart them. Be informed, be aware, and stay vigilant. Until next time.